morning, the Exotic Set. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. I was wondering if I could just ask you a quick couple of questions.
Yeah.
We've got an Eastern Blue Tongue, and we just wanted to know how much it would be to get a checkup done on him, please.
Yep. Our consultation is $170, and that'll include a fecal assessment for any parasites or bacteria as well.
Yeah, okay. Is that something that, like, you've got to book a fair way in advance, or...?
No. I have appointments available tomorrow afternoon, and I've got Thursday morning and afternoon. I am booked out Friday and Saturday this week, but next week I've got heaps of gaps, so...
Okay. How long does it usually take?
Our consultations are 40 minutes.
40 minutes, okay. Just one thing, I just wanted to double check. We know that one that we've seen before had a impacted sperm plug.
Okay.
If like for something like that, I know that they do happen in blue tongues. What's the actual procedure for that to be removed or to be dealt with?
It does vary to each patient as to it depends on what's caused it in the first place. But usually if it is just like a bit of an infection, we can actually just sort of clean that out, put them on a course of antibiotics and pain relief, and it can subside on its own. Sometimes they do need surgical intervention, but that's sort of the last resort to extreme sort of cases. So we'd get him assessed by our vet, and they'd be able to discuss the options and plan with you at the time of the consultation.
Is it something that happens often?
No, if all the husbandry, diet, all that other stuff is all kept up to the top notch, then usually it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But there is always that one that, you can have absolutely everything perfect and, it can still sort of happen. But it's not super, super common.
Because one thing I was noticing, you've just got this, it's only very small, but it's like a little bulge. Yeah. And
yeah.
When I looked in this morning, and it's like it's just slightly red where it is on behind back leg, just on the side there as the tail starts.
And that is around the area where the heavy pains are located. So I would be concerned if he does have the beginning of an infection going on there. We can, if it's quite early on days, hopefully, just some topical treatments and some medications should be able to nip it in the bud. But, yeah, we'd get the vet to have a look at him just to make sure there's nothing stuck in there or anything like that as well.
So, budget's a big thing at the moment, so I need to know before I get down there, what would I be looking at roughly, park range to get something like that checked?
So it's the $170, which is the consultation, and then it just depends if he needs any medications or treatments to go home with, and that would depend on what the vet, would be dispensing, because we can do oral and we can do injectable medications. So you could be looking at around $350 probably for the max, but it's really hard to sort of guess
I understand that. But I just need to work out so that I've got payment there that I can actually pay it at the time.
The medications that we send them home with, they are quite affordable, so it just depends on if we need to, give it a good clean out or anything like that, but, I just don't want to be jumping to the extremes without them.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm just wondering, is it something what actually causes it?
I don't know, sorry. That's definitely a question for one of the vets.
Okay. And the other thing is, he's in perfect nick. He has no scratches, no scars, no injuries or anything like that.
Yeah.
So is it is that kind of condition, is it something that can just develop in them, it develops on the inside of them? Or because, there's nothing on the outside other than just a slight pinkness there. There's no, in you know what I mean? There's no skin breakage or anything like that.
Yeah.
So are they sort of things like that happen with reptiles?
It is something that we do see commonly in male, like blue-tongued lizards. But as to what the exact cause is, I personally don't know. That is
another
question for that. I'm sorry.
Okay, and for just one more thing, sorry, and I know, So something like that, then it is. You come in and it gets examined and treated while you're there, and you get to take them home.
Correct.
Again, sweet.
Within
so it's no lot, no overnight. There's no like no stay thing or anything like that, is there?
Not unless he requires surgery, but that would be discussed and sort of like all that planned. Prior to, it wouldn't just sort of happen on the day unless, like, that's what you've consented to. So, yeah, it's all very thoroughly discussed and, planned out with you at the time of the consultation. Usually with something like that, depending on the severity of it, we would get you to, if it's not urgent, then we would get you to come back either, like, the next day or the next week or whenever we can sort of cater to affordabilities and our schedule. And sort of go from there. But like I said, that's all discussed with you at the time of the consultation with our veterinarians.
Yeah. Okay. No worries. Thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it. And, we'll work this one out and then ring up and get an appointment if that's okay.
Yeah, no problems at all. Just keep an eye on it because they can turn nasty very quickly.
Yep. No. I'm not going to risk it with this fella.
No
worries.
Alrighty.
Thank you
kindly.
Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.